Good afternoon, darling. This is Magnificent Montague. And here in the studio, we have a man who calls himself Mr. Soul. He claims he's a singer, and he claims he has background that makes him eligible to be a part of your show, darling. His name is Sam Cooke, Mr. Soul.
Well, that's very simple to do, two such a soul for one, Montague. Believe me, very easy to do. But I want to say that knowing you as long as I have, I've had a chance to even sit back and observe you.
Yes, I see. Otherwise, you've been trying to gather some material for your soul through mine.
I have no retort. No retort for that.
I've been knowing you for some while.
That's true.
And you've always had a tinkling of soul. And I think that this afternoon, we're going to see if you have soul by playing most of your albums you've recorded and singles you have recorded since you have been singing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this goes back to the spiritual days.
That's right, you know, when I was with the soul stirs.
That's right, and you know where it is.
I hope so.
Uh-huh. Well, Sam, tell me this. Have you changed any during the years? You look a little older, a little thinner.
Well, no, I haven't changed that much, Montague. I'll say, you know, as a singer grows older, his conception goes a little deeper because he lives life and he understands what he's trying to say a little more. And I think this gives, if a singer tries to find out what's happening in life, it gives him a better insight on telling the story of the song he's trying to sing.
Right. Sam, I'll tell you what I could do. I'd like for you to pick one of your tunes, one of your favorite tunes out, and you recite the first line.
That's fine.
What is your favorite record?
One of my favorite records is called You Were Made For Me.
What does the first line say?
A fish was made to swim in the ocean. A boat was made to sail on the sea. But sure as there are stars above, you were made for me.
And I can recap that by saying, of all the fish in the ocean, for all the waves on the sea, there's nothing, darling, that I could bait more better than you and me. And if, perchance, I dream, and I being the captain of my ship, I know that wherever I sail, darling, you were made for me. How'd you like that, Sam?
I like that.
You like that, Sam?
You know what I'm going to do? We must get together and collaborate at least once on a song.
That would be terrific. Sam, what's your second best record?
My second best record? My current one, I love this very, very much. It's called Nothing Can Change This Love.
All right. Now, we'll pretend. Now, you do it like we did before, and I'll see if I come up with something.
All right. This says, if I go a million miles away, I'd write a letter each and every day, because nothing can change the love I have for you.
If I should go beyond the clouds, beyond the world renown, if I should in my sleep stumble out loud, darling, I am not afraid to write your name 1,000 times, for nothing in this crazy world can change my love. I know, thank God, that nothing can change my love for you. Well, Sam, how'd you like that, Sam?
That was nice, Montague.
Well,
very nice.
Sam.
But, you know, I can't cap that,
Montague. No. I wasn't trying to get you to capture. I was merely looking at you, trying to observe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to close the show up very nicely, Sam,
mm-hmm.
I would like for you to hum something, just slightly. You hum something for my darlings. In other words, every day I try to describe soul. Maybe you
mm-hmm.
can hum 8 bars of what soul represents.
Mm-hmm.
Humming's over, and time finds its soul. All I can say to you, darling, is Sam Cooke's yours. He'll never grow old. Sam, it's been nice.
It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.